I'm aware of mine.
We might take stock of what the ladders look like in the men's competition. Firstly, Devonport still on top of the table. You think that's where they're going to finish. Only lost the one game for the season so far. Wynyard in second spot. Penguin in third spot. And Bernie Dockers rounding out the top four. Outside that four, we have La Trobe in fifth, Ulverston sixth, and Circular Head still searching for their first win of the season. It may be tomorrow. Who knows? Let's lead off with that game first at Circular Head Recreation Ground between the Circular Head Saints as they welcome the Ulverston Robins.
They do, and the Circular Head will probably have their last chance to open their account when they host Ulverston at the Smith Noble. The Saints have made five changes, recalling Connor Bramich, Aidan Quinn, Brennan and Nancy, Damien Park and Will. The Saints cannot consider Tyrone Morrison, Ryland Coombe or Kayla O'Halloran, while Riley Lockett and Connor Smith head back to the Rezzies. Ulverston regained Jack Dilger and Sam Mansfield to replace Clay Sculthorpe and Brennan Murray, who were both injured in the Robins' 41-point loss to Burnie last week. The last time these two sides met, Lee, was back in round 14, also at Smithton, when the Robins won by 82 points. Ulverston had their nose in front of Burnie at half-time last week and were only 6 points in arrears in the last change before the Dockers pulled away. The Robins are still a mathematical chance to make the five if they can come away with a percentage-boosting win and defeat arch-nemesis Penguin in the last round. They should have the firepower to defeat the Saints, who will miss injured ruckman Tyrone Morrison and midfielder Ryland Coombe. So Ulverston Lee to win in the second last roster match.
Dial Park in Penguin has the game of the rounds, and these two sides, no strangers when it comes to grand finals. In fact, it's the reigning premier up against the runners-up. But in 2022, we see Penguin sitting third to Devonport on top of the table. This promises to be a beauty tomorrow afternoon, Kim.
It does, Lee, and Penguin have named arguably their best lineup of the season for their clash with ladder leaders Devonport. Now, the two Blues regain Randall Hardy, Jay Van Essen, and Mercurial forward Jack Templeton, who replaced Brad Kelly, Harry Cox and Jackson Beattie. Devonport have made five changes to their side, recalling Caleb Van Buren, Wyatt Kenny, Bo Nash, Jaden Wicks and Keegan Lowe, who replace Xavier Todman, Ben Hawkes, Toby Ennis, Evan Lockwood and Bo Bramage. The Penguin back six have been settled for most of the year, but will need to perform at their absolute best to contain the likes of Charlie Castles, Joey Chaplin, Oliver Kelly, Caleb Van Buren and Nick Milbourne. Likewise, the two Blues have considerable flexibility and options in attack with Damon Smith, Jack Rand, Liam Viney, Dylan Bramich and Jack Templeton to share the load. The Magpies enjoyed a 35-point win over Penguin in their round 13 encounter and will start favourites. But I just have an inkling, Lee, that the two Blues may reverse that result and get home, albeit narrowly.
Potentially a good crowd will be at Dial Park tomorrow afternoon, 2:20 for the Penguin 2 Blues and Devonport encounter. And the third match this weekend is at La Trobe between the home Demons as they take on the Burnie Dockers.
Yes, and despite a 71-point loss to Wynyard last week, La Trobe have opted for just the one change, with Nathaniel Triffitt recalled to replace the injured Blake Wicks. The Dockers regained promising youngster Taylor Nash, who missed last week's game due to COVID, and will also welcome back star on baller Rudy Barrett for his first game since round 13. And that duo replaced Brad Rubock and Brian Heimer. The Demons have received considerable drive from big ruckman Jade Smith this season, and he will need to be at his absolute best to compete against Burnie veteran Nick McKenna, who I thought turned the game for the Dockers in the last half of their clash with Ulverston. The Dockers also had consistent efforts from the likes of Kynan West and Jeremy Plant in their forward half last week, who relished the ball supply provided by Bailey Bogue, Joshua Wolfe and Dylan Smith. The Demons rely heavily on their midfield supremacy, where Ethan Flack, Braden Butler, Mitch Perry and Will Shearer have all been prominent in recent weeks. Now, this should be a ripper of a contest, with the two sides odds on to meet again in the first week of the finals. At home, La Trobe will improve on last week's result against Wynyard, but there was a lot to like about Burnie in their last quarter effort against Ulverston, and I'm leaning towards the Dockers to come away victorious there, Lee.
So that's how round 18 looks in the NWFL tomorrow. We've got games, two games in the NWFL women's competition. Ulverston, the all-conquering Ulverston Robins, they're sitting on top of the table at the moment, followed by Penguin. They're a couple of games behind and also an inferior percentage. So Ulverston should finish on top there. Wynyard in third spot, Devonport fourth, and running out the field of five, it's La Trobe. So we've got two games tomorrow, haven't we, Kim?
And the second-place Penguin to lose will be all out to improve on last week's effort against Ulverston when they were beaten by 76 points as they welcomed Wynyard to Dial Park. The two Blues had good players in Mia O'Sullivan, Kirby Gibbons and Georgia Purton last Saturday, and coach Clint Schultz will be looking for a more consistent effort from his side. Wynyard will welcome back Charlie Vandenberg and skipper Abby Hoiberg-Cox, and will be looking for a win as a precursor for the finals. The Cats have yet to notch up a victory against Penguin this season, however they lead. And the second game of the round will feature the unbeaten Ulverston tackle the winless La Trobe Demons at La Trobe, and both those matches will commence at 9 a.m.
So important for the juniors because they've hit the pointy end of the season. They're entering into the finals campaign.
In the junior ranks, with all matches to be played at Girdleston Park. In the under 12 boys prelim, La Trobe versus Ulverston at Girdleston Park at 10 a.m. with a winner to play the Burnie Dockers in the grand final. In the under 14s, Burnie Dockers versus Penguin starting at 11:30, the winner to play Wynyard in the grand final. And in the under 16 boys, Wynyard versus Ulverston at Girdleston Park again at 1 p.m. with the winner to play Devonport also in the grand final. And finally, the youth girls preliminary final, Ulverston versus La Trobe at Girdleston Park at 2:45 with the winner to play Wynyard in the grand final. So all prelim finals on Sunday to be played.